Hi, everybody, and welcome back to day two of our daily ahas during this week. You know, when Sunday we were teaching and preaching on the book of Nehemiah, and part of the big takeaway from that is, how do we manage ourselves in such a way that we can rely on, now hang in here with me, how we can rely on and count on the joy of the Lord being our strength. So I thought on day two, we might take a look at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 6. And here's what it says. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Remember those in prison as if you were there yourself. Remember also those being mistreated as if you felt their pain in your own bodies. Give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Fear is the opposite of courage, folks, but it can also show a lack of trust, particularly in the divine. What can any human do to us since we are firmly in the grasp of God the Father? We know that Jesus will turn no one away that comes to him, as he says, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Jesus says that in John chapter 6, verse 37. You see, he went on to say, because that is the Father's will, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. If you went from John 6, 37 in that first text, we just read John 6, 39, knowing that should give you confidence and squelch any fears you might have. You don't have to rest in your insecurities. You don't have to count on your insecurities. You can rest in the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is truly the salvation that Christ offers us. My friend, live like that today and you'll grab some good vibes along the way. Thanks for joining me on day two in the daily ahas this week. We'll see you back tomorrow for day three. Bye now.